Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio. Welcome to this podcast for confidenceandjoy.com. Well, it's Monday morning, September the 7th, 2009. Kathy and I got back last night. We were in Spokane over the weekend. My good friend Steve, his son Will, married Michelle. And as you can see above, what a happy couple they are. You know, weddings are a great excuse to see people you haven't seen for a while, and we saw some folks that we haven't seen for nearly 20 years. Plus, it's been way too long since Steve and I have hung out together, so we had a great time in the beautiful Northwest. And of course, with the regular NFL season starting this Thursday, there were a number of folks really excited about football that I talked to. Are you a big fan? You know, I'm not a huge fan. I usually wait till the postseason to watch, but here in Arizona, our team almost won the Super Bowl last year. Yeah, almost. So I think I'm more of a fan of the Cardinals this year than last year. But you know, I was thinking about an interview on a sports radio station that I heard last summer, just before football season. In that interview, I heard a great statement from an NFL player. In the interview, the host was talking to NFL player Mario Williams. He plays for the Houston Texans. Now, I only heard the end of the conversation, so later I looked up some things about Mario on the internet. I heard the host asking Mario how he handled all the negative publicity. You see, in his first year, there was a lot of bad press and criticism over Houston signing North Carolina State defensive end Mario Williams instead of USC running back and Heisman Trophy winner Reggie Bush as the number one pick in the draft. So there was a lot of criticism that the team made the wrong decision. However, Mario's excellent performance on the field silenced all the critics. You know, I read recently that he had a really good year last year, too, seventh in sacks. So a year ago on this interview, the host kept asking Mario how he handled all that negative publicity. What did he do with his mind? How did he not let all of that bother him? Mario then made a statement that I thought was a real gem. He said, "If I can't control it, I don't focus on it." Now think about that. If I can't control it, I don't focus on it. That's a really good habit to get into. And you can certainly apply it in so many areas of life. For example, can you control the price of gasoline? No. So why stay focused on it? Why waste your time and energy thinking about it and then talking to other people about it? You know, the price of gasoline is out of your control. How about the housing market? Can you control the housing market? No. So why stay focused on it? Why waste your valuable time and energy worrying about your equity? Can you control the market value of your property? No. Hey, here's a good one. Can you control other people's opinion of you? Not really. I mean, unless you're a total jerk, then maybe you ought to change. But, you know, I'm talking about in general. People's opinion of you. Can you control it? Well, then don't focus on it. Don't worry and wonder, gee, how come they don't like me? Why do they think that about me? Again, why waste all of that time and energy being so concerned about what other people think about you? You can't control that. We ought to focus on the things that we can control. And since we all have free will, we can control our own minds and determine what we're going to focus on. So why not focus on what God says about us and what He has promised us instead of what other people say about us and what the TV newsman is prophesying about every night? You know something? God's love for you is unconditional. The Bible says that nothing can separate you from God's love. People change, and their love for you may fluctuate, but not God's love for you. So why not focus on that instead of trying to figure out why people do this and do that and say this and say that? You know, God sees you as being righteous. He sees you as holy and without blame. That's what the Bible says. That's His opinion of you. And putting your focus on that will give you a whole lot more confidence in trusting Him. So why not put your focus, your trust, and your confidence in God, who has promised to supply all that you need? Have you ever noticed that the promises in the Bible do not have any disclaimers? There's no small print in the Bible that says, "This promise of supplying all of your need is available unless there's a recession, and then good luck." You won't find any disclaimers with God's promises. No void where prohibited, no limited time offer. And all God asks is that we accept His promises as true and believe them. And no matter what is going on around us, we can choose to accept and believe those promises. We can choose to stay focused on those, and we can choose to expect to receive what He has promised. So that's why I love that statement that Mario made. If I can't control it, I don't focus on it. And we all know that there are a lot of things outside of our control, right? But my own thoughts, my own actions, those are in my control. Those I can stay focused on. Those are the things that I can improve in my own life if I want to. But staying focused on things outside of my control, it's a waste of my time. Besides, you just end up in a bad mood when you focus on those things. Well, that's it for today's podcast. Do you have any comments? Are you excited about the new football season? Are there things outside of your control that you have decided to not focus on? We'd love to hear what's on your mind, so please type your comment below. Till next time, this is Mike Verdiccio. Have a great day.